Happy Thursday, meaning we're just one day away from Friday, 48 hours away from your weekend. Good morning. Bree Bowman with you here on In Focus, here with Pawnee Mental Health Services Executive Director Robin Cole. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. If you have any questions for Robin, we have about 9 minutes left in the program. And Robin, we're talking about this $725,000 grant from the state for a new crisis center to open pretty quickly in 2019. And when we're talking about this crisis center, and as we mentioned in the previous segment, this is something that everybody in the region has been hoping that we would see, especially with the emphasis on mental health at not just a local level, but state level, national level. There's a renewed interest in this. And thankfully, there's a renewed interest in the seriousness of mental health and what that means for folks in our community. But as far as this crisis center, the function of it, if people aren't familiar, what does that mean to have a crisis center, and what services does that provide?
You know, I guess I'd like to respond to that answer by talking about what we would describe as a continuum of care for mental health services. And certainly not everybody who needs mental health services needs a crisis stabilization center or a hospital. For a lot of individuals to be able to see a therapist and to be seen on an outpatient basis by a private practitioner or a community mental health center is all that they need to respond to their situation. But when we think about that continuum of care, we're talking about that entry-level outpatient kind of care. We may be talking about intensive outpatient treatment that involves several hours of services a week, but all on an outpatient basis, all the way up to hospitalization, which can be both voluntary hospitalization or involuntary hospitalization. Manhattan, several years ago, had a inpatient voluntary hospital through Via Christi, and of course, we don't have that resource anymore. But an involuntary hospitalization would be for somebody who is a danger to themselves or others but doesn't recognize it or can't or won't agree to receiving treatment. Voluntary hospitalization would be for individuals who do recognize their need for treatment. This mental health crisis stabilization facility is a residential or will be a residential facility, but it's not a hospital. It is not a facility that will be staffed by doctors, nurses. It will not compete with or be able to provide services at the level that a hospital would provide on either a voluntary or an involuntary basis. This facility would be approximately 6 beds, and it would be for individuals who willingly consent to be receiving services there. There would be both something called crisis stabilization beds and crisis observation beds. And so a crisis observation bed would be for somebody who's mentally ill but not violent, who needs less than 24 hours just to stabilize, and then hopefully to be able to return back to their home and be seen on an outpatient basis through our office or through another office. Crisis stabilization beds would be for somebody who needs a longer period of stay or a longer length of stay than 23 hours. It would be someone who needs really the opportunity to stabilize, again, not in a hospital, not on a voluntary or involuntary basis for a hospital, but on a voluntary basis for an outpatient sort of residential kind of a facility. And so those individuals would be assessed when they came into the facility to determine whether or not that was the appropriate level of care for them. In some cases, they may need hospitalization, and this particular stabilization center might not be appropriate for them. In other cases, they may not even need a crisis stabilization center. It may be that they just need to get in and see their physician or see their therapist. But if they met the criteria for admission, then they would be admitted to the facility. And then every 72 hours, or on at least an every 72-hour basis, they would be reassessed to determine whether or not they met continuing criteria for being in the stabilization facility.
Brady Bowman here with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. And, you know, a big thing about this that I think is always just really interesting when we're talking about this issue and talking about a facility like this, it really is just it's kind of a point of entry for folks just to figure out what they need to do next in so many ways, because otherwise there really isn't that go-between right now for a lot of folks. And when we're talking about some of these mental health crises, I think sometimes we think about the stigma of, you know, like a quote unquote, like, you know, crazy person or whatever. But a lot of these cases, it's just regular people that you know, that could just be going through a lot of hard times, whatever those circumstances could be. And sometimes life just hits you hard and you don't know what to do. And I think a lot of people can probably relate to some of those situations, and probably in their life would hope that, hey, I wish I had a place like this that I could go to, because I just don't know how to handle this right now when life just starts tumbling on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're certainly hoping that that's part of what is being communicated through this.
And we do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, today is rules, regulations, and laws. What are your challenges of having someone involuntarily committed to a hospital?
Okay. Thank you for calling. And the call was a little broken up, but I think that the question that I heard or understood was just, what are the challenges of getting somebody involuntarily committed to a psychiatric hospital? And I think that the good and the bad news is that it's become more difficult to get someone committed to an involuntary hospital over, you know, in recent years. And it's good that it's more difficult, because there are fewer abuses then of authority or power in situations where people don't really need to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis. But it can be a challenge, or can be bad, because sometimes then people who really do need to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis have to meet a much higher threshold of need before they're able to access those kinds of services. And so the standard at this point is going to be, is someone a danger to themselves or others, and because of their mental illness, and will they not consent to receiving treatment? And so if someone is a danger to themselves or others and because of mental illness, and they won't consent to treatment, then under those circumstances, they may be committed to a state psychiatric hospital on an involuntary basis.
Very good. Thanks again for that call. Thanks for the answer. Robin, just about out of time. Time goes by so fast, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this definitely for the rest of the year as things develop there, because I know you need a sustainability plan with this as well.
That's right. Part of the conditions of the grant contract include the development of a sustainability plan for the future for the crisis stabilization unit. And so that will include having conversations with our county commissions throughout the 10 counties that Pawnee serves. It'll include having conversations with our local city commissioners. It'll include having conversations with the public in general as we really assess what the overall impact of this new service is on our community in helping address unmet mental health needs.
We'll keep having conversations with you. Thanks so much, Robin. Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we'll be talking fires and fireworks.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.